Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Bar Avraham Goldhar and today Masechus Nedarim Daf Ein Zayin, the 10th Perek, Not Hamarasa. So the three tabs are going to focus on number one. The next Mishnah teaches, Mefirin Nedarim B'Shabbos V'Nishon Nedarim She'enu Atzorach HaShabbos. One may revoke Nedarim on Shabbos and may seek a heter for Nedarim that their annulment is needed for Shabbos. The Gemara inquires if Hafara on Shabbos also must be for Shabbos need. The question hinges on if the final clause, She'enu Atzorach HaShabbos, is also qualifying the law of Hafara on Shabbos. The Gemara quotes a brisa that does require Shabbos need for Hafara. Rav Ashi objected from a Mishnah which says that one may revoke Nedarim until nightfall on Shabbos. If Hafar requires a Shabbos need, then he should not be able to revoke Nedarim even towards the close of Shabbos, since no Shabbos need is being hindered in those few moments. The Gemara agrees and says that this question is a Malchokas Tanaim, dependent on the Malchokas of the previous Daf. Our Mishnah, which holds Hafar is only until nightfall, allows Hafar without a Shabbos need, because otherwise he'll lose the ability to revoke. If Hafar can be done for a full 24 hours, they did not make allowances to revoke without a Shabbos need, because he can revoke after. Point number two, Rav Yosef initially thought that one may only seek a heter for a nether on Shabbos from a yachid mumcha, a single expert, but not from shlosha hediotos, three laymen, because this has the appearance of a court case on Shabbos. Abai responded that since annulment of a nedarim is distinct from court proceedings in three ways, namely that the three men may stand, they may be his relatives, and it may be done at night, therefore it does not have the appearance of a court case even absent these three factors. Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman, the halacha is that one may seek a heter for a neder from one who is standing alone and at night and on Shabbos and from relatives. The Gemara objects, since Rav Gamliel apparently did not allow annulment while standing because a brisa relates that he once dismounted from his donkey, wrapped himself in his cloak, sat, and annulled the petitioner's neder. The Gemara answers Rav Gamliel holds, Ein poschim becharata. We do not open with mere regret. Rather, we must uproot the neder based on an error, and such judgment requires focus, which is why he sat. Rav Nachman holds we may open a neder with regret alone, so this can be done even while standing. And point number three is Tatna Braisa Ormo Ishto, Kon Nedarim Shitidori, Iivshe Shitidori. One who says to his wife, On the darim that you vowed, I do not want that you vow them, or Ein Zen Neder, this is not a neder, Lomar Kum, he has said nothing, meaning his implied displeasure with the Nedarim do not constitute a hafara. If he said, Yafa asis ve'en kemosech, you have done well, or there is no one like you, v'moni dart medirich ani, or if you had not vowed, I would have imposed the vow upon you, the Rav Kayamim, his words are effective, meaning his implied approval of her nedarim qualifies as a hakama. This is because mental hakama is effective, whereas mental hafara is not. A brisa teaches that one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of hafara that he uses during the week. Rather, he should hand her the item and say, Tli v'achli, tli shti, take and eat, take and drink, and the neder is cancelled. Rav Yochanan added, "Vitzarch sheyivat b'libo," and he must cancel the neder in his heart. The combination of handing her the item and mentally revoking the neder is sufficient for hafara. And another brisa of Beis Hillel say that this is effective during the week as well. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah teaches, "Mefir nedarim b'Shabbos v'nishan l'nedarim she'enu atzorach haShabbos." One may revoke nedarim on Shabbos and may seek a heter for nedarim that their annulment is needed for Shabbos. The Gemara inquires if hafara on Shabbos also must be for Shabbos need. The question hinges on if the final clause she'enu atzorach haShabbos is also qualifying the law of hafara on Shabbos. The Gemara quotes a brisa that does require Shabbos need for hafara. Rav Ashi objected from a Mishnah which says that one may revoke Nedarim until nightfall on Shabbos. If Hafar requires a Shabbos need, then he should not be able to revoke Nedarim even towards the close of Shabbos, since no Shabbos need is being hindered in those few moments. The Gemara agrees and says that this question is a Malchokas Tanaim, dependent on the Malchokas of the previous Daf. Our Mishnah, which holds Hafar is only until nightfall, allows Hafar without a Shabbos need, because otherwise he'll lose the ability to revoke. If Hafar can be done for a full 24 hours, they did not make allowances to revoke without a Shabbos need, because he can revoke after. Point number two, Rav Yosef initially thought that one may only seek a heter for a nether on Shabbos from a yachid mumcha, a single expert, but not from shlosha hediotos, three laymen, because this has the appearance of a court case on Shabbos. Abai responded that since annulment of a nedarim is distinct from court proceedings in three ways, namely that the three men may stand, they may be his relatives, and it may be done at night, therefore it does not have the appearance of a court case even absent these three factors. Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman, the halacha is that one may seek a heter for a neder from one who is standing alone and at night and on Shabbos and from relatives. The Gemara objects, since Rabbi Gamliel apparently did not allow annulment while standing because a Brice relates that he once dismounted from his donkey, wrapped himself in his cloak, sat, and annulled the petitioner's neder. The Gemara answers Rabbi Gamliel holds, Ein poschim becharata. We do not open with mere regret. Rather, we must uproot the neder based on an error, and such judgment requires focus, which is why he sat. Rav Nachman holds we may open a neder with regret alone, so this can be done even while standing. And point number three is Tadna Braisa or Melishto, Kon Nedarim Shetidori, Iiv Shetidori. One who says to his wife, on the darim that you vowed, I do not want that you vow them, or Ein Zen Neder, this is not a neder, Lomer Kum, he has said nothing, meaning his implied displeasure with the Nedarim do not constitute a hafara. If he said, Yafa Asis Ve'en Kemosech, you have done well, or there is no one like you, Vimoni Dart Medirich Ani, or if you had not vowed, I would have imposed the vow upon you, Dvarav Kayamim, his words are effective, meaning his implied approval of her Nedarim qualifies as a Hakama. This is because mental Hakama is effective, whereas mental Hafara is not. A Braisa teaches that one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of Hafara that he uses during the week. Rather, he should hand her the item and say, Tli v'achli, tli shti, take and eat, take and drink, and the neder is canceled. Yochanan added, "Vitzarch sheyivat b'libo," and he must cancel the neder in his heart. The combination of handing her the item and mentally revoking the neder is sufficient for hafara. And another brisa, Basil, say that this is effective during the week as well. All right, so now we go to our siman daf ein zayin, and our standard siman is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his nether, not to drink wine, so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins, coming to be matir his nether, but instead knocked the plate out of a husband's hand who was being made for his wife's nether by saying, take and eat, take and drink. Once again in slow motion. The goat, that must be more enough. Ein Zayin, A's. The goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his nether, not to drink wine so he could have kiddush, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches, Mefiri Nedarim b'Shabbos, v'nishan l'Nedarim shehenu tzorach b'Shabbos. One may revoke Nedarim on Shabbos and may seek a heter for Nedarim, that their annulment is needed for Shabbos. The Gemara inquires if hafara on Shabbos also must be for a Shabbos need. So the goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his neder, not to drink wine so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins coming to be matir his neder. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef initially thought that one may only seek a heter for a neder on Shabbos from a yachin mumcha, a single expert, but not from shloshe hediotas, three laymen, because this has the appearance of a court case on Shabbos. Abai responded that since annulment of nedarim is distinct from court proceedings in three ways, namely that the three men may stand, they may be his relatives, and it may be done at night, therefore it does not have the appearance of a court case even absent these three factors. Rabbi said in the name of Rav Nachman, the halacha is that one may seek a heter for a neder from one who is standing alone and at night and on Shabbos and from relatives. So the goat tied to the Shabbos table where a man was looking for a heter to his nether, not to drink wine, so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins coming to be matir his nether, but instead knocked the plate out of a husband's hand who was being made for his wife's nether by saying, take and eat, take and drink. Which reminds us, a braisa teaches that one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of hafar that he uses during the week. Rather, he should hand his wife the item and say, Tli v'achli, tli ishti, take and eat, take and drink, and the neder is canceled. Rabbi Yochanan added, V'tzarch sheyivat b'libo, and he must cancel the neder in his heart. The combination of handing her the item and mentally revoking the neder is sufficient for hafara. So once again, the goat tied to the Shabbos table where a man was looking for a heter to his nether, not to drink wine, so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins coming to be matir his nether, but instead knocked the plate out of a husband's hand who was being made for his wife's nether by saying, take and eat, take and drink. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf an gimel, so the simmer daf an gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk. Giant ostrich egg? That must be one daf. Ein Gimel. The deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk and white in a tiny mixing bowl, which reminds us. Rami Bar Chama inquired, Cheresh Maushi Yafir Le'ishto, can a deaf man revoke Nedarim of his wife? If one does not need to hear his wife's Nedarim to revoke them, perhaps that's only because he's capable of hearing them, but someone deaf who is incapable of hearing them might not be able to revoke them. This is based on the principle taught by Rabbi Zera, any mincha which is fit for mixing, the mixing is not critical to it, and even if it's not mixed, the mincha is valid. But and any mincha which is not fit for mixing, the mixing is critical, and the lack of mixing invalidates the mincha. Or do we say the Torah did not intend the husband's hearing as a requirement at all? So the deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk and white in a tiny mixing bowl splattered the yolk on the face of the man who was being made for the Nedarim of two wives at one time. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Bal Maushi Yafru L'shtei Nasha B'Basachas, cannot husband revoke Nedarim of two wives simultaneously? Osa Dafka or Rav Dafka? Is the word her in the Pasuk of Hafara meant specifically to only allow Hafara of one wife at a time or not? So the deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk and white in a tiny mixing bowl splattered the yolk on the face of the man who was being made for the Nedarim of two wives at one time, but not those Nedarim of his Arusa who reached the appointed time for marriage. Which reminds us, the next mission speaks about an Arusa who has reached the time by which Nisun was supposed to be performed, and the husband must support her as if she were Nesua. Rabbi Eliezer says, since her husband is chayv in her mazonos, he can revoke her Nedarim. The Chachamim hold that he cannot revoke Nedarim until she enters his domain with the actual Nesuin. Daf Ein Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Ein Dalet is a witness. So here goes. The two witnesses. Two witnesses. That must be on Daf Ein Dalet. Aid. The two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam, revoking the neder of his Yavama, which reminds us, the next mission presents three opinions regarding the ability of a Yavam to revoke the Nedarim of Yavama. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even where there are multiple Yavam, the Yavam who performed Maimer may revoke Nedarim, as the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Yeshua takes a middle approach. If there's a single Yavam, then he may revoke the Yavam's Nedarim. But if there are multiple Yavam, then no one may revoke her Nedarim. Rabbi Akiva says a Yavam can never revoke Nedarim of the Yavam because she is not his proper wife, even after Maimer. So the two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam revoking the nether of his Yavama knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Maimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, how is it possible that Rabbi Eliezer can allow one of two Yavamim to revoke Nedarim, even if he would hold that the Zika bond between a Yavam and Yavama were strong enough to be like Erison and allow for Hafara, but if there are two Yavamim, it is yet indeterminate who will perform Yivam, so neither's Hafara should be valid. Rabbi Ami explained that the mission is speaking where one Yavam performed Maimer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds like Beishami that Maimer, Konin, Kinyan, Gamor, Maimer affects a complete acquisition of the Yavam in Midaraisa, placing her in that specific Yavam's domain, even for Nedarim. So, the two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam, revoking the neder of his Yavama, knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Maimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus. And they called in a rabbi who announced that a Yavam is not considered a full-fledged wife for other matters, and therefore even a lone Yavam cannot revoke Nedarim of a Yavama. Which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva taught that we never differentiate between one Yavam and two. Ukshar Dvarim ken Nedarim. Just as for other matters, the Yavam is not considered married, so too with Hafara of Nedarim. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Hei explains that the other matters in which a Yavama differs from a wife refers to an accepted fact that the Yavama, even after Maimer, will not be liable to death by stoning for adultery like a Nar Arusa would. Rabbi Akiva showed from this that a Yavama, even of a single Yavam, is not a full-fledged wife, even after Maimer. Daf Ein Hei, so the Simmer Daf Ein Hei is an Amma Aretz. So here goes. The Amma Aretz, that must be one Daf Ein Hei, Amma Aretz. The Amma Aretz who told his wife, on the darn you make from now until I return from the Amma Aretz convention, are revoked, which reminds us, the next mission states, one who says to his wife before traveling, on the darn that you vow from when I leave here until I return from such and such a place, shall be confirmed, Lolam Raklum, he has said nothing because Hakama cannot be made before the nether exists. Are in Mufarim, but if he said they shall be revoked, Rabbi Eliezer says the Hafar is valid and the Chamim say it is not. So the Amma Aretz who told his wife, on the darn you make from now until I return from the Amma Aretz convention, are revoked, was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was Matvi Zaneder on his wife's revoked Neder, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that one may revoke Nedarim before they are made. Mechal Chalin Uvatun, do they take effect and then are voided by the Hafara? Or Dibbel Uchalin Kla, or do they not take effect at all? Meaning, does the Hafara prevent their ever taking effect? The Gemara provides a practical difference. Kagon da'atvi zacharina b'hadi nidra. In a case where someone else linked to this neder, the Ron's example is where she said, I'm a Nazira, and someone said, I'm like her. If the neder took effect, even for a moment, the second person's neder would also take effect. But if her neder was prevented from taking effect, the second neder would not be valid. So the Amma Aretz who told his wife, on the darm you make from now until I return from the Amma Aretz convention, are revoked, was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was Matvi Saneder on his wife's revoked neder, that he missed his favorite convention competition of who can swallow the most rings to save them from becoming Tameh. Which reminds us, the Gemara suggests another proof from a Brisa in which the Chachamim argued to Rabbi Eliezer, If a mikveh which raises tamei people from their tuma state does not save tahor people from becoming tamei, meaning if a person touches tuma while immersed in a mikveh, he still becomes tamei. Adam she'ein malis a tamei mutumasin. Then a person who does not raise tamei items from their tuma by swallowing and regurgitating a tamei ring, ain't odinchul yatsu a tahorin mulatamei. Suin should not save tahor items from becoming tamei. Meaning, it shall follow that one who swallows a tahor ring and enters an ola with a corpse should not protect the ring from becoming tamei. Yet in truth, it does. The Chachamim thus undermine Rabbi Gaza's Kal v'Chomer with this argument. Daf Ayin Vav. So the simmer Daf Ayin Vav is an intravenous tube, an IV. So here goes. The IV tube, that must be on Daf Ayin Vav, IV. The IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains Tahor, which reminds the Gemara, finally resolves its inquiry about Rabbi Gezer from a Brisa, in which Rabbi Gezer sought to prove to the Chachamim that they too must make a similar Kal v'Chomer. Mazraim Tameim Kevin Shazarim Bekarka Tahorin. If plants which are Tameh, once that they are planted in the ground, they become Tahor. Zeruim ba'omdim al kol shekein, then those already planted should certainly remain tahor, even if tumah touches them. Rabbi Yehuda argued to the Chachamim that they certainly agree with this law, although there's no source for it except this Kal v'Chomer, so they should agree to his Kal v'Chomer as well. So the IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains tahor, was hooked up to a Na'aru who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant, which reminds us, a Braisa taught, one might think that a father can sell his Na'aru daughter as a maidservant just as he can sell his daughter who is a minor as a maidservant. There's a Kal v'Chomer that he cannot. Mechura Kvar Yotze, if she was sold already and became a Na'ara, she leaves her servitude by virtue of reaching maturity. Ain't a Mechura, ain't a Dinshul Timkor, if she was not yet sold, is it not certain that she cannot be sold when she's already a Na'ara? Since this is the source of this law, we see that all agree to such a Kal v'Chomer. So the IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains Tahor, was hooked up to a Na'aru who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant. When he got upset that once it became dark, he could no longer be Mefer, her Neder. Which reminds us, as Malchokas, if Hafara is for that entire day until it gets dark, which is learned from the Pasuk, Biyom Shamo, or for a 24-hour period, which is learned from the Pasuk, which states, Miyom El Yom, from day to day, implying a full 24 hours. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which doth we learn that one may revoke Nedarim on Shabbos and may seek a heter for Nedarim that their annulment is needed for Shabbos? That's on Duff. Ayin Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which the thing in the Rabbi Elazar holds like Beis Shammai that Mimer Kona Kinyan Gamur, Mimer affects a complete acquisition of the Yavama Midaraisa, and a Yavam can revoke Nedarim of his Yavama? That's on Daf. Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which the thing in the Kal v'Chomer that a Na'ara cannot be sold as a maidservant? That's on Daf. Ayin Vav. Good. Number 4. Which have to discuss whether a husband can revoke the Nedarim of two wives simultaneously? That's on Daf. Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which doth mean that one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of Hafara that he uses during the week? That's on Daf. Ayin Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which doth mean that Malchokas whether one has until nightfall to do Hafara or has 24 hours? That's on Daf. Ayin Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn if one swallows a tahor ring and enters an oil with a corpse, he protects the ring from becoming tamei? That's on Daf. Ayin Hey. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn? Annulment of Nedarim is distinct from court proceedings in 3 ways. The 3 men may stand, they may be his relatives, and it may be done at night. That's on Daf. Ayin Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn is in a case when one says to his wife before traveling, all Nedarim that you vow from when I leave here until I return from such and such a place shall be revoked? That's on Daf. Ayin Hey. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn a Kal v'Chomer that plants already planted should certainly remain tahor even if tumah touches them? That's on Daf. Ayin Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.